Welcome to AFM Storytime, where every 2 weeks you get to hear a story by a different author. These authors have submitted a story to one of Arena Fantasy Magazine's writing competitions. As the name suggests, these are primarily fantasy stories. Think of knights in epic battles, and think about magical creatures, good or bad. AFM are open all year for submissions, so why not get your story in? Interrupted Battle by Steve Gibney. She had fought Benedictus many times. She had also lost many times. Today would see her victorious. Claudia raised her arm and let it fall, signalling the beginning of the charge. Her troops shone, polished armour reflecting the setting sun, each soldier a beacon of strength. Benedictus's mismatched barbarian stood opposite, a symbol of the savagery that ruled beyond the mountains. He always relied on cowardly tactics, fighting small skirmishes that he knew he would win. But now, Claudia had him, unaware. This victory would finally destroy his rebellion in one grand sweep of her sword. The distance between the armies closed, fists clenched around spears, muscles tightened and hearts pounded in anticipation of the scrape of blades across flesh. Like an ocean tide crashing into cliffs, the poorly equipped barbarians slammed into unmoving polished shields. Claudia was relying on the discipline of her soldiers to hold the savages at bay. Claudia had another purpose, hunt Benedictus. If she could slaughter him and bring his head to the city gates, she would be honoured for generations. Her sword knocked aside blow after blow, slashing through anything that stood in her path. Then she saw him, the self-proclaimed king of the mountains, towering, coated in fur, bloody arms wielding a great axe. Claudia lunged forward and ready to attack and bring an end to his life. "Claudia, my dear, time for supper," her mother yelled. As Claudia stood up and darted out of the courtyard, he yelled over her shoulder, "See you tomorrow, Ben." Ben was left staring at the scattered rocks and sticks, all that remained of his near defeat. Tomorrow they would play again and see who would win. Editor's thoughts. I picked this entry as my winner as it is well written and has a sweet twist. I really like stories that lead you down the garden path to a totally different outcome. I really enjoyed this story and a very worthy winner. Thank you for listening to AFM Storytime. I really appreciate you giving me your time and listening to me telling stories which I like. If you do want to submit a story, email submissions@arenafantasymagazine.net and I will speak to you soon. Thank you.